What caused the Kentucky divorce? If we go ahead and get into that, what did you think of John Calipari's press conference? Because John Calipari was open and honest, and sometimes that rubs people the wrong way. He just said, I thought it was time to take a step aside and make a clean break. This was going to end a lot uglier if John Calipari didn't get the offer from Arkansas, if he didn't decide to step aside. We saw how ugly it got with Patino. Partly that was because of his lack of marital dedication. But it was going to get ugly with Calipari. I think it's better for him, better for Kentucky, better for everybody that it ended the way he did. Now, that being said, Kentucky fans, Calipari goes on to win a national championship at Arkansas, which he very well may do. I don't want to hear a word about it. You ran him off. It's your fault. The guy is still competing for Sweet 16s and Final Fours. And I realize you're Kentucky and you consider yourself a blue blood. But I'm sorry, you're not quite of that ilk. You're right there, but you're still in the football conference. Who do you blame for that divorce? Do you blame the fans or John Calipari?
I blame John Calipari. And I know you blame the fans, but I'm going to go John Calipari, and I'm going to tell you why. I think Kentucky fans, look, they're a little crazy. They found the address of an official and his other part-time job because they didn't like calls he was making in an NCAA tournament game and started harassing him. Like, So Kentucky basketball fans, I know y'all are wild, but I'm going to defend them on this. I think they saw what was changing about college basketball. And I think they realized that what John Calipari is sticking to, which is these one-and-dones, these Nike AAU ties to get these one-and-dones, as you've pointed out. Kentucky hired Calipari 15 years ago because of that, by the way. He had been at Memphis for a long time and had not taken offers elsewhere. And then Kentucky opens a checkbook because they realize how the one-and-dones are about to take over college basketball, and they want a Calipari in on it. You're now, that idea is now becoming obsolete. Kentucky knows it's becoming obsolete. They know in this era of NIL and the transfer portal and players choosing to come back to college and players like Dalton Connect developing that you can't win a national championship with one and done players anymore. And they know that's going to be a problem with John Calipari. It's not just because he wasn't.
Wait a second. They had a problem with him before that. That's just been about 5 years in the making, NIL. They had a problem with him, not even that long. It's been about 4 years in the making. I don't think that Kentucky was real happy with they were 10 years deep and just had one championship.
Yes, but they had a problem with him, but in the midst of them having a problem with him, the school gave him a lifetime contract. So he had the full support of the administration and Kentucky fans. I think here's the thing about the NCAA tournament. I always say this. I think even Kentucky fans, ones I knew, were saying this. If you're always in the Elite Eight, Sweet 16, Final Four, which we can at least say that's what Calipari was doing after they won their first national title. He was still doing that, right? He was getting to the second weekend of the tournament consistently.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Most educated college basketball fans know that if you're consistently getting into the second weekend of the tournament, whether or not you win the title is not a reflection on your coaching by that point. It's a sole reflection on whether or not you were the luckiest team that year. And I've said that for a long time. That's why I say to this day, I'd still take Mark Few over all but maybe two coaches in college basketball right now. I don't care that he hasn't won a national title. That's a stupid narrative. He always has Gonzaga in the Sweet 16. Always.
Right. And it is the ultimate sport where you have to knock on the door maybe 1 million times before you ever break it down.
Yeah, and some coaches are so unlucky they never break it down. Yeah. And yeah, so that's...
By the way, I decided to have a little bit of fun with our poll question. I changed it up. Losing a Waka was all about Cash got 50%, all a Waka 40%, up to Barnes got 9% of the vote. But I changed it up to have some fun. Who would you like to see? Who do you like see more inept? Alabama football or Kentucky basketball? So far, Alabama football with the lead. Continue with your thoughts.
As a football school, they'll take the Alabama football. But
Kentucky basketball, hang. They'll hang with you there.
They will. I think that Calipari, though, and this is where I was getting it. So he wins the national title. He goes to the title game 2 years later, goes to the Final Four a year after that, is in the Elite Eight 2 years after that, Sweet 16 a year after that, Elite Eight a year after that. And again, it is a total crapshoot. An example of this, I know he's had his personal demons, but I was thinking about him because he was trending on Twitter last night. Bob Huggins never won a national title. He's a damn good coach. And I'd hire him tomorrow if he had his personal life in order. And it's not, he didn't, again, the year he was going to win a national title, Kenyon Martin got hurt and broke his leg. So they couldn't go win a national title. So I'm like, this is such a, it's such a luck thing. It's like baseball. One of the dumbest narratives out there, Dave, in baseball is that Bobby Cox was a postseason choke artist. No, it's just the dice didn't roll his way when he was in the postseason. Baseball's such a luck sport. In the postseason, the NCAA tournament is nothing but luck after the first weekend. 100% luck. And so I would debate
there were some coaching decisions on Cox, but we don't want to go through the whole decade of the 90s.
Okay, fair enough. But the only time, and I'll give you, there was, in the case of Calipari, there were some coaching decisions. The Final Four in 2015, when Kentucky was undefeated all the way to the Final Four and lost to Wisconsin. They lost to Wisconsin because Calipari didn't know how to coach bigs, and Frank Kaminsky worked Karl Anthony Towns down low. In no universe, stratosphere, multiverse, whatever, should Frank Kaminsky outplay Karl Anthony Towns.
Agreed. So, coming out of complete left field, you made a reference to the guy Cincinnati that got hurt.
Kenyon Martin.
A, looks just like Method Man from Wu-Tang Clan, in case you didn't know that. But B, that I tried to come up with that last, you and I just started working together. That was my comparison to the Hendon Hooker thing. Because if you remember, they got dropped down to a 2 seed. They should have been a 1. And Hendon Hooker getting hurt at South Carolina, that was the straw. Poorly pun intended. That was a straw that broke the camel's back. If Tennessee was going to make the playoff, they were going to hold that against them. But anyway, I got off on a random topic there. Do you remember that Kenyon Martin team, how good they were?
Oh, yeah. I do. Believe me, because that's when my granddad was taking me to season tickets to Tiger games, and Memphis was in the same conference as Cincinnati. So
That was the very rare year where you'd say, I'd bet on that team versus the field to win it all. I would have bet on that team versus the field. And I never say that. Never, ever say that.